I love the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for time spent poorly. Your awesome hosts, Derek and Eduardo. Our guest, as usual, Huds. And I am the beard. Today we are going to talk about three things, and I forget what they are, except for the first one, the 2020 plague. Is it a thing? Plague's happening in the 20th year of a century?
Of centuries, yeah.
Sure. Hopefully.
We had two cases in China
The other one was...
Everyone's going to die.
Can Nicolas Cage, or the likes of Nicolas Cage and Cusack, have a successful...
And Bruce Willis.
...series career. Yeah.
Bruce Willis.
And then, what was the...
TV series.
The third one was, you had something.
Was, or should we have a series?
Gervais monologue
theory. On the Golden Globes.
We should do that first.
Yeah, because
it was awesome.
I really want to hear about that.
I really enjoyed it.
The monologue?
See, I actually watched all of the Golden Globes this year.
So did we.
For the first time ever, because it was right after the football game.
Yeah. I was at hockey when it was happening. I tried watching... And I just sat through the monologue, and then
we knew that Ricky Gervais was hosting, so I was like, "Oh!" And we were already watching football, so I'm like, "Well, we might as well just stay on and watch at least the monologue." And then we just kind of let it happen to us.
And we just let the whole experience flow through.
Just kind of watched the whole thing. It was fine.
So, well, then I guess my half-cock theory might not be popular. It's not a negative theory against Gervais because I like Gervais. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're on last name. Status.
Sure.
Well, I call him Ricky, so.
He just calls you O.
I call him
Eduardo O.
So, basically.
He calls me Richard.
Sir Richard.
I feel. I know he's hosted it before, but I almost feel like it was a convenient plant operation this time around because I feel like everybody. The climate is getting to where it's kind of turning back. The other direction. We talked a little bit about this
last
week.
Right, the pendulum will swing.
And what better person than Ricky Gervais, who has already established himself as a guy that just doesn't give a shit.
Right.
Than to have, what better person to have deliver a monologue in that style, or in that way, than Ricky Gervais. And have an audience that is both laughing, but also groaning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the groans almost feel like forced and like, but almost in kind of an accepting way, like, here we go, we're kind of loosening up now, except for Tom Hanks, who looked like he was constipated the whole time. But
I was still
be still my meeting.
I was, to be honest, I thought the monologue was a little light. I honestly thought he'd lay.
That's the other thing is
more.
I felt that's the other thing is I thought it was almost done in such a way was done any harder, it would have fell flat, but he did it in a way like almost a safe.
And there was that one point where he's like, I can't do this one. I can't do this one. And then he looks back up at the teleprompter and does the joke. Like the whole thing was obviously scripted.
Right, right.
And then at the end, when he checks his watch, he's checking an Apple Watch. And he just got done saying, oh, you're fucking sweatshop this or whatever.
Right.
And it's like,
right.
And
yeah.
Like almost like him doing that.
There's a
was
certain
just
level of
kind of like, he was acknowledging that this was all okay because he's wearing an Apple Watch. He's saying this because it was written for him. And he's got that maverick persona about him, but he's just toeing the company line.
Or it's just the fact that everybody has that technology and we all know but don't care. I mean, it could be a commentary on the fact that it's like, man, fucking Apple and their goddamn sweatshops. What time is it again?
What time is it on my Apple Watch?
Also... I thought, where was the Me Too jokes?
I know.
I was surprised.
Yeah, there wasn't a single one.
No Harvey Weinstein, nothing. I mean, that was just the year before.
I know.
And I thought surely, I mean, something I would have written would have been like, man, a lot's happened since I've been here, you know?
And that
he
Harvey
did make
shit.
A Harvey Weinstein joke.
Did he?
Yeah, there was one about you all work for him.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So I guess he got it in there.
It wasn't.
Got one in there.
It
was light. I mean, it was.
Well, and it was right before the ISIS joke. If ISIS started a streaming service, you cocksuckers would be calling your agents. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's right. But also, who's arguing when they've got that much money in the bank?
Right.
And I don't know.
I just prefer that the award speeches, they keep the politics and stuff out because they have, like you said, they have no place. Right. They're not real people. They don't live in the real world. Right. They are completely detached.
That's
How many people do you know that have a $4.5 million mansion?
Right.
Or live on the beach?
None.
Well,
I guess, I know some homeless people who probably live on the beach, but that's not cool.
Like, in the life.
The one that covers up the sand guy on the beach.
They're up in Buffalo Eddie.
Won't let you take pictures of him.
I got to move this 200 meters every week or else the cops roust me.
Butt fucking under the new bridge.
This town.
Yeah, that's bad.
This town.
Celebrity is about the most terrible thing to be going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless we get our 2020 plague.
And I don't care.
I don't think we will.
I've never been in a position where I've ever heard a celebrity give an opinion and me go, yeah.
Yeah, that changed my mind.
That's never ever happened. I don't think it's ever happened for anyone. In
fact, most of the time, I want to defy those opinions.
The guy from Twisted Sister, when he was testifying before court.
D. Snyder.
That one, D. Snyder did it for me.
That's a good one.
There's and Elmo. Elmo testified before Congress once, and that twisted my heart.
Was
not
it the guy?
Really? Jesus Christ, Ward, not really.
Well, fuck, I mean.
But Elmo, things, yeah. Elmo did. He's the only puppet to ever testify before Congress.
He's a Muppet, sir.
He's a puppet. I'm a puppet. didn't his puppeteer end up being a child fucker? Yeah. I don't know.
And that got unearthed shortly after his really cool documentary
Which was a great documentary.
Awesome
too.
Documentary.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, so good.
The kind of
you guys are so fake.
It was
really good.
It was a really good documentary about the guy behind Elmo. Yeah. It's 6'5" black dude. And it was oh man, this is pretty cool. Talked about his upbringing,
How does he do that with his voice?
Came up from nowhere.
Yeah, came up from nowhere. But you know what they left out a lot of it was the kid diddling.
Yeah.
They didn't show any of the kid diddling.
There was no point that he's I do like.
He's a little.
Here's a question.
I have gigs. I have terabytes of kiddie porn on my cellular device.
He doesn't say that. he doesn't say that in the movie.
He's I've got one of Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
I'm going to get at a party.
Kevin Spacey is he's got movies trending on Netflix right now.
Hmm.
21,
everything he's ever done is on Netflix.
I know, it's funny because they booted him from House of Cards that.
But they have the rights to it.
They're not afraid to carry his titles.
Yeah. No, because it doesn't.
And they're trending.
I don't care how
content doesn't matter.
He could have killed the Pope. I don't care. Seven is still a good movie, and he's still amazing.
So is The Usual Suspects.
The Usual Suspects. Yeah. When at that turn at the end, Beauty. You're just like, American Beauty.
He's
but
the
that,
best
that
Lex
one they
Luthor.
Can keep because he dies.
He's the best Lex Luthor.
Agreed.
Hands down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Such a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Rosenbaum is good on.
I never did see that.
On Smallville.
I never got around to watching it.
Spacey. I mean, Spacey's Lex really Luthor good. Saved the movie, really.
Don't.
Yeah.
Because the movie's. It's fine. It's a B.
Superman is really hard
another,
to do.
It's another one where they wasted James Marsden because that dude is talented.
Yeah, he is.
But he's a shitty Cyclops and he was a shitty Lois Lane boyfriend.
Yeah.
Did
you ever see those internet memes or whatever the jokes out there about James Marsden being a cuck? Because basically in all of his movies, Superman bangs
Superman,
his girlfriend.
Superman, Wolverine, everybody's Wolverine stealing his girl.
Which I don't know if you've seen that in the comics now. They showed a diagram of the X-Mansion. This is interesting, actually. They showed a diagram. So in the new comics, you know, they change stuff, right?
All the time.
They make characters black. They make characters lesbian. They do all this stuff.
Everybody's licking assholes. It's
all that.
It's just terrible.
In the new X-Men, I did not know this. This is over last year.
Toad is super popular now.
It's implied, it's heavily implied that Cyclops, Wolverine, and Jean are actually in a polyamorous relationship. And they draw a picture of this is actually one of the thing changes did not bother me. They draw a picture of the X-Mansion. There's a diagram. You can see it on the wall. And it shows their three rooms. And their three rooms have connecting doors. And none of the other pods do. So I was like,
all right.
Okay.
I prefer that X-Universe to all the previous X-Universes.
I kind of like it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like to see Logan getting his piece.
Let's see.
And put Colossus in your mouth.
Wait, right? But I mean, it would make sense, though, really. If you go back throughout time, though, why was Jean consistently hopping in between the two of them? Well, it's because they had a thing going. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
I don't care.
No.
I'm good with it.
Not one bit.
I actually, and also just to see if you're going to introduce any of those communities into comic books, I'd say the polyamory community is probably about the least fierce out there. They're probably about as vicious as a box of kittens.
And three of the most popular characters are now the polys.
They're just a...
Right on.
They're a pod. They're just a thing, and that's just the thing that's going on.
That's fine. That's fine.
I imagine with his healing factor, he can go for hours, though.
Probably.
In Mallrats 2, that's what they should ask Stan Lee if they can cut and paste Stan Lee into Mallrats 2.
I'm just saying Wolverine, he's got to please both of them.
You think he can't? Like,
I know he
really?
Can't. Because that stamina.
He's an animal.
Is it thanks Dork made of solid rock?
Yes. Sexual assault with a concrete dildo?
I just imagine a scene where Cyclops is like, I'm the leader of this team, too.
And then in Mallrats 2, they ask...
And then he blows in Wolverine's mouth.
Do Wolverine's testicles reload in seconds? Can he just constantly blow it?
Constant.
Like a shotgun?
He's like a pig. He's a 30-minute orgasm.
Only if it makes the noise of the cocking.
His refractory period is zero. He's just able to just keep going like the energized bunny.
Yes, superhero sex.
Speaking of Kevin Smith, next Wednesday I'm going up to Spokane to watch.
Are you going to go see
his
that
movie?
Oh, that'll be fun.
Watch the Q&A afterwards.
What movie?
The Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
It's
going to be at the Fox Theater in Spokane, and then Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. No, they've toured it all over.
But I mean, like, it's not getting a big release.
It never got a wide release. It got like a limited release. And then they've been touring it with the Roadshow. Kind of a different method.
I want to watch it, but it definitely, upon viewing the preview, it is like a crackle movie, though. I mean, it is kind of like it's ain't a theater movie.
Yeah.
They're going to show this with Joe Dirt, too.
It's fine. It looks pretty close to a carbon copy of the first movie.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to watch it and probably enjoy it.
The first movie
enjoy
or
the
last
Q&A? Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is one of the most quotable movies there is.
$50 a ticket.
Wow.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Oh, so you get the Q&A.
You figure $10 for the movie.
Yeah.
Do they say how long the Q&A lasts?
Kevin Smith talks
Jason
long.
Jason Mewes can stay sober.
Yeah. He's been sober.
I know.
For like 15 years
He had a kid or something.
Yeah.
I remember him talking about how great a dad he is.
Like, because he's coherent.
Yeah. And Kevin Smith was like, I think it might be because he relates to them on a level that's about equal. And
sure. Doesn't Kevin Smith, doesn't he also relate to them on a pretty equal level?
The kids? I don't know. Sure. He's more of, he seems like 14, not like 5. Muse is like 5.
Yeah.
I kind of oscillate on Kevin Smith because of just the different things that he says. Like his opinion about comic books, I really respect. Uh-huh. And like because he's got a lot of respect for the subject, but a lot of times like he'll throw out an opinion on something that doesn't, it's not in his purview, and he should really just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, stay in your lane.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that are like that. Like, I don't know.
Well, and from my experience, I like Kevin Smith. I like Kevin Smith movies mostly. I do find that a lot of the Kevin Smith, like, diehard fans, though, are pretty horrible.
Yeah. And that's the thing most of the time. I mean, you know, like, most wrestling fans.
Oh, yeah.
Are not people Trash. You want to be around. Or people who played Magic. You remember people who played Magic?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, you owned a comic book shop.
I did, yeah.
Fucking people who play Magic.
They wanted to come in. I didn't have a table in there, and they wanted to come in and play Magic. And I'm like, I don't have a table, you guys.
Yeah, sorry. And that's one of the reasons that I would never do something like that, because that's, like, as much as I'd like to have a game store and, like, teach people to play Dungeons and Dragons and shit, like, I hate those people, and I hate the people that are involved in that. And not for any reason other than most of them don't fucking shower.
That, like, why Magic don't Gathering you, and just...
Why don't you shower? Really?
I don't know.
Every time you turn around, and Kevin Smith fans just kind of strike me as those kind of people. Like, they're really fucking diehard into the fandom or cosplayers or whatever.
Do you know,
like, I don't want to pander to that group because I don't like those fucking people.
When I started...
I don't like most people.
When I started...
That's why I have a lot of apprehension about going to, like, a Comic-Con.
Yeah, they're fun, but...
Have you been?
Yeah, I went to Emerald City Comic Con. I've been to the Spokane one several times, like the pack, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I went to a Star Trek convention once. I was like 12, and my buddy and his dad had tickets, and they're like, "You want to go?" I was like, "Here's $20, I'll go," and had a write up, and we went, and ended up meeting Nurse Chapel and Counselor Troy. I was like, fuck, this is the hottest Star Trek convention anybody could have ever gone to. And Marina Sirtis is awesome. Yeah, like, she's one of the coolest celebrities I've ever seen. And she doesn't seem to take herself too seriously, and she's very cool.
When I went to the Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle, I took a ton of comic books with me and got them signed by the artists and the writers. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, celebrities go that I met, I think Stephen Amell from the show Arrow was there, and I got to meet him. Seemed nice. I mean, he was just whatever.
Yeah. That's got to be tiring.
Yeah.
Like, I give celebrities a lot of shit, but God, that would be so tiring. Like, people following you around and taking your picture.
You know who was not tired, though, was Ray Park.
Ray Park is fucking awesome.
He's insane.
I saw and met him at the end of the day, and he was still doing lightsaber demos for people.
Did he reprise insane shape for Solo?
Yeah, it was him.
It was him?
Yeah.
Wasn't sure.
That's a shame that I actually liked the Solo movie. It was a shame that they left it off with that.
With that cliffhanger that was, like, intriguing as hell.
Yeah. Because we watched it, and I was like, well, that'd be kind of cool. Can't wait to watch the next one. I mean, it wasn't amazing.
No, but also, I wasn't disappointed with it.
Also, it wasn't a movie that I asked for.
They won't make another one because all the Darth Maul stuff happens in the cartoons.
Right. Well, yeah. No, they're not making another one because the show fans, too. Yeah.
But the amount of people who complained about that, like,
right.
I don't give a shit if Lando's a technosexual or whatever the fuck they called him when he was in love with his droid.
In the Star Wars universe, people are fucking droids all over the place. People are fucking droids all over the place.
Also,
there are only so many Twi'leks.
I like Donald Glover, too, and I thought he was a great...
Yeah, I had no problem.
In fact, what was funny is when we watched the Solo movie, I looked at Bree and I'm like, man, I kind of wish... They should have just did a Lando movie.
Really?
They could have.
Like, they should have.
Like, I would have watched just Donald Glover as Lando for just the whole movie. Just
I would have watched didn't they have Paul Bettany and Khaleesi like the whole movie.
A bunch of the that guy that played great. Hans stuff over again.
How did he become?
Did they?
I don't remember what
I think
the
he had like
were.
Actor like they had to like go and train him. Like give him acting school lessons
for who?
during Solo, the guy that played him.
Oh,
Solo,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was fine.
They like stopped during production and like.
It's just it wasn't a movie that anybody asked for.
Right. Nobody like that. You need an origin story? Like, I don't need to know what happened on the Kessel Run.
No.
I'm glad I did because there was a fucking space squid. That was awesome.
One thing that was really about Solo though, that's I'm glad that they canceled was they canceled the Boba Fett movie that they had planned.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you guys, Boba Fett sucks.
He does. Oh, yeah. He's the most useless character.
He has horror. He dies accidentally. Everything he does is an accident.
He doesn't die.
Well, I know, but everything he does is accidentally. It's
Tales
not
from the Mos Eisley Cantina.
But I'm glad we got the Mandalorian, which was you know,
boss.
Somebody who could wear that armor and be cool with it on.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, he took down a fucking TIE fighter by himself.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I won't argue with the Mandalorian at all. I enjoyed it.
I
there was a little bit in the middle there where I was like, make this cohesive, and they really brought it together, and they didn't make it go too long. Like I'm rewatching Daredevil, and there's some parts in the middle where you're like, fucking, just you could have skipped three episodes here.
But yeah. Daredevil is the best of them all. The rest of the Marvel
Punisher movie. Was, but Daredevil was good.
I like Daredevil best. Punisher was good, but some of Punisher's best stuff was in Daredevil.
Yeah,
that rooftop scene is just brutal.
The baseball bat scene and the when he buys the radio and the dude's like, "You need not a day over 12," and he stops, sets the radio down, flips the clothes sign, and just grabs a bat and thunks the dude. You're like, "Yep, fuck them child fuckers." I don't even know what he did with the bat afterwards. Don't need to know, but I just know that he clubbed the dude upside the head and he didn't survive because it's the Punisher.
Yeah.
All right, now we're down the rabbit hole. Let's go on to the 2020 plague for real now.
Oh, the 2020 plague.
So I picked up, I saw someone post something the other day about like there was 1820 plague, 1920s plague, and now we're...
It's 1720s.
In 1720s, yes. And so now we're going to have... It's... You know, it's a thing. 2020. We're gonna have a 2020 plague. So, started messaging you guys. And I was like, "Do you want to talk about this?" Without doing any research other than the one post I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I just assumed like there must be a ton of information out there, and so I started looking for information after I got everyone's blessing to talk about it, and I couldn't find any. Like, I couldn't find anything really like concrete
about a current plague,
right?
No, because there isn't a current plague.
But Chris has some information.
Well, yeah, two people in China got the pneumonic plague.
Bubonic?
No, pneumonic. Pneumonic. Right, it's pneumonic. It's the bubonic's bigger, meaner cousin. And two people had it in November of last year, and they're still being treated in Beijing. And that's it. The last time the plague hit was like in Peru and 2015, and there were a couple of cases in Colorado, but for the most part, like it's a pipe dream.
And so the Chinese are going to weaponize pneumonic plague.
Probably not.
Okay.
They could. I mean, we can cross our fingers.
Just trying to scare people.
I want the stand to happen. I don't care if I.
Yeah, me too, Captain Trips.
I will vomit my guts out and die. Because
except in the stand.
Yeah. but the other thing that I did tell when Ward and I were going back and forth was this is China, and so reports coming out of China can't be trusted, and they could lose 10 to 20,000 people and the world would not notice.
They could lose 200,000 people and the world wouldn't notice.
Correct, because there's so many people. And
right.
World War Z starts in China. Why? Because it's the most likely and most plausible.
And they move quick already. So
Jesus Christ. Fucking racist.
No.
Do we have Monty Python's I Like Chinese on play here?
No.
Okay.
They only come up to your knees.
But they're wise and they're witty and they're ready to please.
Or cute and cuddly and ready to please, depending on which verse you hit.
All right.
Have you never heard that song?
I don't remember.
Oh, there's
what are you watching over there?
I'm not watching anything.
Monty Python has
porn.
A whole...
Watching porn.
I've been watching you in the monitor. You've just been looking down the whole time. Are you guys embarrassed to be here? Or
No, you guys, I downloaded I downloaded AFK Arena.
Oh.
Oh, no. Don't do it, but do it. But
did you get some paid advertising?
Phone
I'm
game.
Okay with this.
Phone games.
It's not Raid Shadow Legends, but...
It's fun.
Oh, I believe it. No, everybody wastes time doing different stuff.
I was telling... Man, I want to... Man, I wish I was smart enough to create one of those games that had microtransactions.
Oh, you and me both.
God.
Well, now it's all an algorithm. They know everything. Culture of War, War of... Swords of
clan
tacos.
Of wars,
yeah,
war of clans, clan wars of.
But who download actually it. Like who are the like what? Okay, so never once ever. Now my kids have, and maybe that's just the target they're aiming for.
Spending money on in-game currency,
actually buying anything in game.
Yep.
We've talked about this before. You've done a little bit, but not. To a large degree,
it kind of depends on the game. Yeah,
not on a phone game.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. Who's ever done it on a phone? My kids do it all the time.
And all it does is save you time. All it does is you spend money to save time in this game. Where if you're working and making money, you're giving your time up to make that money, and then your kids spend it. That's fucked up.
Fucking kids.
Your kids used your work hours to buy phone games.
This AFK arena has microtransactions, but I haven't spent a.
I might buy a skin if I play Fortnite.
But
I've never played.
But on Red Dead Redemption 2, I've bought currency in the game.
Yeah.
That's what I think we were talking about.
Yeah, because on the online version of Red Dead Redemption 2, I want to be able to dual wield, and I could play online and get killed 1,000 fucking times by people on there.
By
grinding it online, where people are running up to you and ganking you from behind because they're higher level and they have the two guns. Mm-hmm. Or I could just be a grown man who has $20, to spend on in-game currency to go
is completely sound, in my opinion.
Well, you spent $20 to save yourself almost 1,000 hours. Right. Okay, no big deal.
Right.
No big deal. That's worth 1,000 hours is worth $20 to me.
On top of that, my opinion is that's apples and oranges to buying the phone game shit, because you aren't saving any grief. You're only saving time. In your scenario, you're saving time and grief.
That's true.
And grief is really all I want to save.
Yeah.
Because I can wait for my energy to regen on fucking Knights and Dragons. No big deal. Yeah.
Right. I put the game down.
Or you can play something like Hearthstone that doesn't take your time. Like, and the nice thing about that is you play two or three games and you've got your dailies done and you get the money and you walk away. Yeah. Or if you enjoy it, you know, keep playing, because it's just like playing Magic.
A good game it's just a good game to take a dump to, really.
And that matters.
That's what it's important, really.
Yeah.
More important than anything.
Don't use people's phones. That's the lesson for this show.
Oh, yeah.
If someone's ever like, do you need to use my phone to call? I'd be like, nah.
No.
No.
I don't want to press your shit against my ear.
I don't want to use your poop phone.
I know where my phone's been in my hand while I'm taking a dump.
And it's in my left hand and I wipe with my right.
But that doesn't matter. It's in the bathroom.
If you were a high school teacher, that is like science, biology, chemistry, whatever they do. Have the kids whip out their phones and test them in the petri dishes and show what shit fucking grows.
Oh yeah,
this was rubbed against my phone and against the slice of bread.
When they touch their finger to the bread.
Yeah. This is where my hands were. Yeah. This is where my hands after I washed them. This is my phone. Oh my god, why is it black?
And one of you needs penicillin. Stat.
Oh my god, I need to stop using my phone in the bathroom. Oh, I gotta take a shit. Where's my phone?
I need to read Reddit.
That's why you get Uncle John's bathroom reader, because it's like having Reddit. Because
it stays in the bathroom. Yeah.
And it only has poop on it there, and so you get it on your hands, and then you touch your phone, and there's still poop on your phone.
Unless you wash your hands when you leave the bathroom.
Who does that?
Who washes their hands? Not six-year-olds. Fucking
hot take, there is still poop on your phone.
My kids are disgusting.
My kids are 13, 11, still don't flush.
God.
I think you failed as a parent.
You little fucker, you left a floater.
I'll come home, and if I have an urgency to go to the bathroom, it's closer to walk down the hall to the bathroom that my kids use than it is to go down the stairs.
But nine times out of ten,
I'm going to go downstairs because I don't know what I'm fucking walking into.
Yeah.
Where my kids have been.
Kids are terrifying.
Like, sometimes I'll go in there, it's fine, but it's usually after I've been through cleaning. But other times I'll go in there, there'll be some shit that's been fermenting in there for 18 hours because they don't
like whole logs, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Oh, they're just fermenting.
The problem is they did flush, but they flushed at the beginning, and they didn't realize that they didn't flush at the end, because I only flush once every time I go in the bathroom.
Hurry to get back to doing nothing that... It's just not important enough to flush, I guess.
Getting ready to go back to your zero fucking responsibilities.
So that was my bad. I'll stay off AFK arena while I'm on the show.
Oh, that's all right. We kept it going. I just thought we were leaving you out.
No.
I missed your voice.
It was my bad.
I was feeling kind of bad.
It's so fun.
Boring. 2020 plague is boring.
Why? It is. It's a non-event. It's a meme-driven event.
If it was something that just sprung up, it would be a flu again, like the Spanish flu in the 1920s.
Bird flu, but that was flu. There's nothing that's exciting.
The rhino flu.
I got excited because it was like you said, the meme panic thing. Because I saw this thing, I'm like, oh, what's happening? Let's talk about it. Let's see what's plausible or if it's even.
Well, there was,
but there was nothing. Like, it was unfounded.
When I took NS-150 and we read the book Hot Zone, which was a good book. They based the movie Outbreak on it. Loosely. But now there's there was a new
Dustin
series.
Hoffman was not fucking there.
They did a and Kevin, you know,
Spacey.
Like
Kevin Spacey also was not in the Hot Zone.
No.
Or Cuba Gooding.
He has fucked a monkey though. I don't know if it was an outbreak monkey, but
so there's monkey. A series of
he broke out
a,
though.
It's like a capuchin monkey. Yeah. Sad. That monkey's beyond dead.
he split that bitch in half.
There is a series though. There's a Hot Zone series. I guess it was on Amazon. I haven't watched it yet. But did you guys watch the movie Contagion?
I don't believe so.
It's good. It's a good movie. It's
that's the one with Matt Damon, right?
Yep.
Matt Damon.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I think I started it but didn't finish
it. Oh, man, Gwyneth Paltrow. Ugh.
She's not hot in that.
She's not hot in anything.
Well, she's definitely not hot in that. For the movie,
she's on knees and elbows.
I think she looked good in Seven. Before she got her head cut off. And we never saw the head. But like when she was just Brad Pitt's wife.
Uh-huh. Well, one, she was crazy young. Two, she was just...
But not illegal.
Dressed like
she was a grown woman.
Normal person.
Yeah, so totally normal person.
In Contagion, everybody in the cast, I mean, Jude Law's in it, but everybody in the cast is, they're made to look just normal. Like Matt Damon gained some weight for it. Like everyone was just supposed to look like a normal person in it. I think Jude Law has some bad teeth in it. Yeah, it's good. Please and thank you.
What's his name?
I appreciate you.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon was talking about John Malkovich in some video that I saw the other day. And it about him on the scene of Rounders and how weird it was because like somehow they got him to be in Rounders.
Malkovich is a presence.
And,
is that what the
And he was like he's like the crew is talking before he shows up and he goes from just normal talking to like an even crazier version of that accent. And then he leans over the table and says to
Teddy
Matt Damon,
KGB.
He says, I'm a terrible fucking actor. And because the crew was applauding that nonsense that he was doing. Like he turned Teddy KGB up to 11 and was just like, and he just leaned over to Damon and was like, I'm a bad actor. And it was just, and he was like,
that was Damon's story about it.
Yeah. And Damon was like, it's not true.
That was a really good interview.
But it was a good interview.
Excuse me. Sorry.
That's kind of cool to look at yourself that way, though, to kind of see
if
he's truthfully seeing himself as like, yeah, I'm just fucking bullshitting here.
Well, I got to it because
isn't everybody
being interviewed today
and getting by?
Or he was being interviewed recently, and somebody was asking him about his legacy.
Malkovich.
Yeah. And Malkovich was like, my legacy? I'm an actor. My legacy is I jerk off on stage. Like, I get paid to just
this is the look at
jerk
me
around.
Disease, yeah.
Yeah,
Cyrus,
like,
the virus.
And to be like that down to earth about it. Like, he knows that he's not in a serious profession. Like, even if you're a serious actor, it's not a serious profession. Like, right. You're pretending. Kids do that on the playground. Like, it's awesome.
Unless you're Daniel Day-Lewis.
He's in a movie called Art School Confidential. Not Daniel Day-Lewis, but Malkovich. It's called Art School Confidential, and he plays a painting instructor at this crappy art institute, and it's probably his best role because he definitely plays like this, like he's trying to call, like, and throughout the movie, he's calling this guy named Lorenzo trying to get his artwork at this gallery, and then he's telling people in the show, like his colleagues at this shitty art institute, like Lorenzo was just been begging me to get my work in that show. And
oh, yeah, yeah. I think I've seen part of that.
But then it'll show him in the next scene, be like, "Oh, hi, Lorenzo, it's me. I was just calling about."
Well, it's like Kevin Federline's dad.
Yeah, yeah. It's Frank Federline. But yeah, so it's a great. I feel like he captured like an art teacher really well. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, what are you doing with that?
Well, he's one of those dudes that just elevates whatever he's in. Mm-hmm. And I know we've talked about those sorts of people before, and there are people, but like.
He's like, the only good thing about Aragorn.
He knew what he was doing when they were doing Red, yeah. Right? Like, he was just like, okay, I'm a
this
retired
is the character
dude who's,
I play. That's
who's been melted
and,
yeah. by the CIA. Like, I can do that. And by God, he did it. I love that movie. Those are entertaining movies.
Yeah, they're good movies.
They're not high cinema, but they're entertaining. And
I like them.
And he lifts it up. And, you know, Bruce Willis is always fun in that action role. Because he's got a good serious face, and he's got decent comic timing.
This might be a good segue.
Yeah, speaking of Bruce Willis.
That was what I was trying to do.
Well, you did also, excellent.
Good job.
Also with Malkovich, though.
Used to be my job.
Has Malkovich also done this? So there's been these actors that... But you remember back in the day, you were a movie actor, and then when your career started going south... You were a TV actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were a TV actor first, and then you became a movie actor, and then your career started taking a dive, and you started doing TV again.
Unless you're Clooney.
Sometimes. Most of the time, you stay in... like
Clooney made that
certain
transition.
Certain exceptions would be like James
park.
Garner, TV actor,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
movie actor, TV actor.
Did he go back to TV?
Yeah, well, he did something before Rockford Files.
Rockford Files, yeah.
But he had a good amount of success with Rockford Files. There wasn't like the swaths and swaths of content that we have now.
Well, he came back to do the new Rockford Files, though.
Right. But there was a show that he did, like a Western, wasn't it, before Rockford Files?
He was in Maverick.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That was a TV series.
Yeah. And then they did the Maverick movie, and he played Maverick's dad. It was awesome.
Right.
Yeah. It was a really good movie.
So,
and Garner was a really good fucking actor.
But
yeah.
But we could all say here right now that like there's no difference between TV and movie now. Like you'll see big name actors do TV shows now, as long as the content is going to be a good content, right? Like they'll do it.
Oh, totally. Because like, TV isn't just TV now; it's streaming.
Well, yeah. So I mean, I think a really good example would be the Fargo TV show. Billy Bob Thornton did the show.
Yeah.
And now he does another show, the
right.
Goliath.
Goliath.
Right.
Is that
I've heard
good?
Really good things about
that's
it.
That's great.
Yeah. Is it?
And it's no it. Difference than seeing him in a movie. Like
Dennis Quaid was in the last season of Goliath.
I guess when I'm... So I didn't bat an eye when I saw he was doing a TV show. That's not something that even caught me in.
No, we've got past that. Yeah. Doing
There's
TV,
no stigma.
There is no stigma any longer. You have so much more time to develop your character and show your acting chops. Way over an hour and a half.
That's why like shows like... Well, Tin Star with Tim Roth. Another great example. I don't know if you've watched that one yet, but it's. I think they're only doing one more season, so it'll be three and out.
Well, also, he did that.
But it's gonna be great.
He did that.
Lie to Me, and Lie to Me was,
yeah,
good,
to me
too,
was good.
I
was good.
Really liked Tim Roth.
Same here. So,
and he was one of the earlier, stars to go do TV.
Was he ever like a star?
Not
though?
A star.
Like
supporting guy.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I mean, he did like, Lie to Me around the same time he was the Abomination in Hulk, though. Like he had just done that movie.
The Hulk was an abomination.
God, that was the most aptly named supervillain.
I say I like the Abomination in the Hulk.
I meant the Norton version.
The movie was kind of
the movie was really bad. Meh. Really, really bad.
I liked when he became the Abomination. I thought it looked cool.
Oh yeah, the monsters looked cool. The effects were fantastic.
Yeah.
And
by comparison to Bana's version, yeah.
Yeah. That one was.
And Eric Bana's just.
I don't know. They did some
action.
Shit. They did some shit in that Ang Lee one that I was like.
He's great.
Like when the dude gets
role.
Blown up and
right.
it stops,
great.
And there's the comic book thing behind him. Like why that? It so didn't fit in the movie.
Yeah.
Speaking of Stephen Dorff's got another one coming up on.
I watched.
Oh, does he?
Part of one of them because it started after football.
Now Stephen Dorff.
Does it look good?
Deputy.
You know, he used to ice skate uphill. I don't know if you knew that.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Stephen Dorff, though, might
Does
be...
it look good or does it look serious? Like, pretty...
It looked like it'd be okay. I mean, it's standard TV fare
he
and
might
not
be,
streaming.
He might be opposite end, though. He might be failed movie actor doing TV now, though.
Nothing he did was real big, except
he was good
maybe
in True Detective,
the
first
though. Played.
That third yeah. that season, that last season of True Detective.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
premise for Deputy is pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, so I mean, I guess the big one obviously is True Detective season one. I mean, yeah. You got McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, and I do.
And Woody's an example of this. Started in TV, went to movies, knocked it out of the park, came back to TV, and showed people how the TV can fucking be a thing. Because I don't think there's any better eight-episode stretch of TV.
And jumped right back into movies.
Oh yeah,
and he's still doing movies.
Woody is a GOAT contender, though. Yeah, he is really, really good.
Jason Bateman.
He can go back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth.
Arrested Development. But I mean, but he could pick up a lean man script today.
But he's doing a lot of directing too.
He could do supporting leading.
I'm a huge Jason.
He directed a ton of Ozark episodes.
Yeah.
And this new one, the Steven Spielberg one or Stephen King one that he's got coming out on HBO. The Outsider looks amazing.
Yeah. I really like the idea of Jason Bateman doing Stephen King.
Yeah, that's good.
I hope somebody does it right. Stephen King doesn't do it right.
He'd make an all right Ben Mears.
It was good.
The first one. The first one was great. I haven't seen the second one yet. But
I like the second one. It's not as good as the first one.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
Well, but my criticism is because Jessica Chastain. Why? Yeah,
why did you do
why?
That?
I know she's got vaguely red hair. There's
Christina Hendricks.
You could have put...
Oh, man.
Have you seen Good Girls? What a fantastic fucking show that is.
That is a good show.
I swear to God.
Does it have the gal from Parks and Rec?
It does. And she's awesome.
And it's got the gal from...
I don't know who the younger one is. I don't like her.
No, the one from Mad Men.
Christina Hendricks.
Christina Hendricks.
Yeah, she's in Good Girls.
She's great.
She's the lead, and she's fantastic.
The younger one is from Arrested Development. It's Anne.
Oh, okay. I watched it once.
Hendricks was in Firefly too. She was in a couple episodes of Firefly.
Yeah. Christina Hendricks can do no wrong.
Well, circling back.
Also,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the girl's also in the younger girl. So she's in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, right.
Really? Oh,
I just watched that the other day.
She plays the lesbian.
Okay.
The lesbian one.
She was, because she had a hood most of the time.
She's also the voice.
And these are examples of people that can move from movies to TV.
And she's also the voice of, I just found this out actually. She's the voice of since the 2000s, she's the voice of Tinkerbell. Like in every Tinkerbell representation ever, she's the voice of Tinkerbell.
Now, this is my criticism of her.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a choice in the show. It's not on her.
Oh, sorry.
But she, every time you look at her, she looks like a six-year-old who got into her mom's makeup. Yeah. She looks like a six-year-old who got into her mother's makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I get she had her kid at prom or whatever, and her kid... her whole section of the show is like, I could do without that. And the only reason you're here is because you're Christina Hendricks' sister.
Can I give you one more that's lame for that actress, though?
Sure.
This is lame. She plays the little girl who's Bill Pullman's daughter in Independence Day, the first movie.
Okay. That's not lame. That gives her cred.
What's lame
street cred.
Is that in the sequel, even though that girl...
ID4 squared.
Is a working actress
right.
who I just told you all the stuff she does.
It sounds like she never stopped working.
That's a movie that should have gone direct to video.
They did they recasted her. They recasted the girl.
You know, they did that with the girl from Deadwood too. And the one that was the little square head girl that they find in the woods in the first episode. That's what they call her.
That's what they call her.
Everybody gets upset when we talk about Deadwood because we're always using the worst language.
Is she a working... Is the girl who plays
San Francisco cocksucker?
She's still working.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she was involved in production somehow, but they recast her. Hmm. I don't know.
Did she age too much?
No.
Maybe she got
fat. It's been 10 years and they forwarded it 10 years.
Because the girl who was in...
Hey, Harris, remember this?
the girl who was in the first Independence Day, though, I was shocked that they wouldn't just recast her.
Right.
Because they recast Bill Pullman for crying out loud.
Speaking of Bill Pullman.
Is he still working?
Sinner. That's another one of our examples.
Oh, Jessica Biel, right?
Jessica Biel. And Sinner TV season two
movies
is also amazing.
TV.
And he's excellent in it. He's so good.
It's been on my list to watch, and
you've definitely got to watch him.
Here's my problem with Mae Whitman. Mae Whitman is the actress's name.
Yeah.
Let me see her picture so I know
what we're talking about. Caterpillar eyebrows. I'm pulling her up.
Oh, really? I wish I had caterpillar eyebrows.
It is her.
Go really wear with the.
It is her because she looks like a 6-year-old that got in her fucking mother's makeup there too.
The problem is she puts on she dyes her hair blonde and she's not a natural blonde, so the eyebrows really jump out.
I know, you're right. She did dye her hair
blonde. She's the girlfriend on Arrested Development.
Yes, Anne.
Her. But she dyes her hair blonde.
Who's Anne? Too.
Her. Her.
Yeah. See, she looks better when she's got her hair and her eyebrows matching.
Yeah,
she's like, not
even,
gonna.
Even the makeup looks better.
I apologize, Mae Whitman, but you're not going to age well.
Yeah, look
well.
At that. That does not look good.
No. Stop dyeing your hair blonde.
Oh.
I don't want any of you guys to walk around the LCSE campus.
They all look like her.
Because like lots girls are driving. Of girls have those eyebrows right now.
There's a gal in the lead character in the show Manifest, which I don't really care for that much. But
I've seen so many commercials for it, and I don't care.
It's not
Prince Charming. Great. Put the cell phone down and die in the plane crash already.
Well, isn't but it she's just, got some huge ass eyebrows. That's not
wow. Those are big.
She's
I wish
got
I had
a great
eyebrows
face
that thick.
Though. Good for her.
Yeah, but do something about those. Bugs on your
man,
forehead
and don't flex your nostrils.
This is I
your or flare your
no,
nostrils.
That's a Photoshop
I don't,
mess up. Right
I don't
there.
Want to sound like a dick
or a lighting
or
problem.
Except for you know, I don't mind sounding like a dick, but you are so far behind the times, bud. Man, that's so common. I see that everywhere.
A lot of us don't see
the natural brow.
We're like 40,
or,
right?
Or,
and
or girls that are drawing them on that large.
Man, I can't. There's another actress I can't. It take too long to hunt her down, but she's in that morning show that Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston are in on the Apple Plus, and she's got these big monster eyebrows too. Eyebrows drive me crazy.
Mm. Apparently,
my thing is teeth.
You need a Puerto Rican girl to just go through
like
Hollywood and
I'm like the Mr.
Thread everybody's
eyebrows.
Shit. I say Puerto Rican because in the military, in the PX, there's always one, and it's always Puerto Rican people, and the female soldiers are like, oh yeah, we go to them because they thread them the best, and the Puerto Rican guys do theirs too.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't understand eyebrows. Brow chick, it's brow chick Lafayette.
I do like that. This is your hot button issue, though.
Oh my God!
I'm a little. Disturbed.
Why are we doing that?
Yeah.
Why is this on my?
I gotta say it's 8:01 though, and Jeopardy Greatest of All Time just started, and I really want to watch it.
Oh, is there a Jeopardy thing on?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well,
let's finish our. He's been losing his mind over Jeopardy.
Okay,
the last
so the
days.
Question is: we've seen Matthew McConaughey, we've seen Woody Harrelson, we've seen John, fucking Billy Bob Thornton, like these big name. They're jumping back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, do you think in the future we could see John Cusack, Nick Cage,
Bruce Willis?
You could see anyone because it's a paycheck
do you think
and
it'll
that's
happen?
Their fucking job.
You can, but do they want to? I guess that's the question is, could somebody go up to Nicolas Cage? Has somebody gone up to Nicolas Cage and he's turned him down?
I don't know.
To the offer of a television show.
But I don't think Bruce Willis would go back.
That's what I'm wondering. Is he too much of a dick at this point?
I think Bruce Willis is going to get to
an age where he would do it.
But he did guest spots on Friends.
Sure.
And he played himself in the
Robert De Niro.
Other one. But De Niro would never go to TV, I don't think.
Well, what's interesting about Bruce Willis is, though...
Al Pacino just did.
He started in Moonlighting.
What did Al Pacino do?
Well, he's on the Hunters show.
Oh,
it's
right.
Is that out yet?
I'm not sure. Is that Amazon?
And would you have thought Al Pacino would have done
that?
Fuck
no. But Bruce Willis, totally.
But what's interesting is that he'll do, like... When we used to make the joke...
John Voight. Ray Donovan. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. You want a hug?
I'll
look up some more eyebrow chicks.
Okay.
You just talk.
Stop talking, Ward. Let him go.
He'll do ten Lionsgate movies for $1 million each, right?
Right.
why do 10 $1 million crappy Lionsgate movies when we can get you a good...
Do you think that's all they're paying
dick?
Him?
I don't know.
It seemed like... If they've got a $60 million budget, he's getting at least 10.
Well, yeah, he's the reason.
The
joke we used to make, though, is like the executive at Lionsgate's like, all right, we got $60 million, you guys. Do we make one $60 million movie or do we make 60 $1 million movies?
$61 million.
Let's make 60 movies.
Yeah.
Let's make 120 movies for $500K each.
Yeah, we'll get some fucking film school dropout to direct it.
Get a hit.
My sister will do the sound and makeup.
We'll still make our money back.
Right.
Like, sound and makeup, those two things aren't even close. My sister's really good at stuff.
She's really good at it. She's a mortician.
And some new random writer has a fantastic story that just knocks it out of the park.
She's a mortician, so her ears are always on point for the zombie apocalypse.
I think you could see it. So let's say they finally make that that comic book, Why the Last Man, which is like been in production hell forever. But I do think if it became a series, it would absolutely destroy. I mean, it would destroy. I would say The Walking Dead. Honestly, it's a way better story. It's way more compelling.
And The Walking Dead is garbage.
Right. So something like that, you could see somebody come out of the woodwork from the movies and go like, oh, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for instance, somebody who was tied to it for a long time was Shia LaBeouf because he's a huge fan of the comic.
Ruff LaBeouf, actual cannibal.
I've seen that before. So what about Cusack though? You think Cusack's got a
future? I don't know. What's the last thing we saw Cusack in?
Exactly.
2012?
Probably.
He's done tons of direct-to-video stuff since then.
Yeah.
And he looks
If you're
going
to do direct-to-video, why wouldn't you do television / streaming?
Right. Hot Tub Time Machine was the last good thing he did, and he didn't even bother to do the sequel.
It's in your house, and it's becoming a respected fucking venue for your shows.
Even The Rock. Dude, Ballers is such a fucking fantastic show.
Yeah.
Ballers is so good.
HBO is the best thing to ever happen to television.
Yes, it is. HBO has some of the best.
When Ballers, when they were making, I think they're still making Ballers, but
yeah.
I don't know how he has time to do anything because he's doing the show. He has like three movies come out at like one time.
Yeah.
He doesn't sleep.
And he starts filming Black Adam in June.
I know. I don't know why, but I know he's doing it.
Yeah. One of my favorite comic book characters.
I mean, he'll make $1 billion, but I mean...
Yeah.
But I mean, isn't the universe dead? Isn't DC dead? Or what are they doing?
I don't know. Wonder Woman was good, and I think this next Wonder Woman will be good.
Right.
And
I also think...
I heard Aquaman was great. I didn't see it.
It's pretty... I watched it on the airplane on the way back from New Orleans. It was fine. It was a great airplane movie.
That's saying a lot.
And
Jason Momoa is Jason Momoa, right. And it's fun.
I could also see a world where there is a population of people out there that would be like, man, I'd love to see another Aquaman movie.
Yeah.
There might be a few.
Sometimes I think that we overestimate the intelligence of the average person.
I don't even want to go there because...
That's a 45-minute conversation.
Yeah.
And you got to watch Jeopardy.
So who is the average person?
I have a great Nicolas Cage article here.
But I'm...
Did he get offered TV?
This is the headline of the article.
He's a man who needs
Nicolas Cage to play Nicolas Cage in upcoming Meta movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've seen that.
Does that make a singularity?
It does. It does.
From a flaming Marvel motorcyclist, anti-hero, and ghostwriter to a rock bottom alcoholic in Leaving Las Vegas to Charlie Kaufman. Okay, I'm going to skip over that part.
Can we just rewind that for 1 second? One of those movies won him an award, and one of those movies won him a Razzie.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're saying from
one to the other.
Forth.
Right.
Yeah. Like, so, here he was the bottom, and here he's the top.
Right. Here he's doing
he's one of the most operatic people there is.
Yeah.
Like, all of his acting style is just like grand opera.
Also,
and he's
I loved
not,
Elizabeth Shue on The Boys.
I love Elizabeth Shue in anything.
That was great.
From Adventures of Babysitting to Leaving Las Vegas to The Boys.
I was actually kind of sad that she, spoiler alert, gets killed in The Boys because I was like, man, is this a big like Shue revival?
Right.
I like this.
It's the Shuevival.
Oh, nope.
No. Later. He melted her fucking
skull. We don't
skull.
Need you for Sorry. Another one because we've got Carl Urban.
Carl Urban, though. Movies.
TV,
series?
Movie series.
Yeah. He's great, though.
Great Judge Dredd.
He was great in Ragnarok.
I love Dredd.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
That show Dredd's that he was on that was short-lived, where with the android, or with
AI,
was actually pretty decent,
I thought.
Is it nearly human or...
Yeah, almost human or something like that?
I don't remember.
Looks good.
So, according to news reports, Cage is in final talks to play himself in an upcoming meta movie titled The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, which could easily double as the title of the Academy Award-winning actor's memoir.
Sounds like my life.
Lionsgate, go figure, is also in final negotiations to scoop up the project, allegedly beating out other high-profile bidders, including HBO Max and Paramount. Isn't HBO Max like the gay step cousin to HBO normal?
I don't even know what HBO Max is.
It's like skin.
It's like HBO. I mean,
Paramount. Gotta be gay, like, you fucking Paramount homophobe.
Your homophobia disturbs me.
Paramount's good.
I'm triggered. Hashtag me too.
I apologize.
Pound sign me too. It is pound sign me too. Pound me too. Pound me too.
All right.
That's the fourth time I've said that at this table. Do we have
any bits you're going to be able to pull from this episode?
Oh, no. There won't be any.
No two bits. Or three.
I'm sure. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Not a single one.
thanks for sitting in on this
hot amazing. Take. This episode sucked.
So I guess the question would be, what kind of project would they do? I guess this would be for anybody watching.
Cage would play an aging Superman in anything.
Oh, sure.
Anything.
Why didn't they get him for Crisis on Infinite Earths on the CW?
Man, that would have been cool.
Which is they could have done because he has played Superman once. He did it in the Teen Titans Go movie. Oh, yeah. He voiced Superman, and it was funny.
He's so good in the Spider-Verse movie.
Yep. He's the best Spider-Man noir they could have gotten because he played it for real.
So good.
And you know he was burning matches on his own fingers.
That's still my favorite. To tell that story. My favorite animated movie to date right now.
Wow, I still haven't seen it.
Really?
Oh, I'm a garbage Spider-Man fan.
You'd love it.
Oh, by the way, I have not watched any yet, though, but we did queue on Disney Plus. We queued Rebels and Clone Wars.
Yeah, I need to finish those.
I am going to watch those. That may be one of those ones I watch when I call in sick.
Watch at your desk.
Man, I still haven't called in sick. I have 275 hours of sick time at the post office now.
Jesus.
You're the man.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah. Gets it from Dad.
If I still have it when I retire, they pay me for all of it.
Really?
It's pretty fat.
Then keep it.
Because when I top out, I'll be over $30 an hour. Wow.
Yeah, the longer you save it, the more it's worth. That's an investment.
Yeah.
And what if you get the pneumonic plague? You'll need 200 hours to recover.
Exactly.
See, nah. That's a callback.
I like that.
It's a good callback.
All right, play some music.
You got Jeopardy to watch.
Yeah. I'll get into one match. And the last one's the only one that matters.
Do you have DVR capabilities?
No.
What do you
get it on an antenna. So that's why it's happening live right
antenna.
Now.
Antenna?
It's 20 fucking 20.
No.
I still read books, and I don't read them on a digital device.
Why does my boy Tuck Speedman not have Tebow? Why does he not have Tebow? Les Grossman's wiping his ass with your contract.
I can't wait to figure out what we talk about next week. This week, I really liked the topics.
Me too.
We could talk dam breaching, how that affects the inland northwest of the United States. That's pretty fantastic. And also,
World War III.
In our local town, Macy's is closing, Pier 1 is closing, and Rue 21, I don't even know, they probably sell stuff for chicks. It's closing too.
The one that just barely opened a minute ago?
Yeah.
That didn't belong here anyway. I thought it was going to be an Old Navy, and I was like, oh, Old Navy. We're
cheap t-shirts.
40-year-olds can go to shop.
Why do we have so many brick-and-mortar stores that are empty?
So it's funny is that an Old Navy...
Buy more Amazon.
An Old Navy probably would have
done awesome here.
Yeah. Yeah. Would have killed down here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Eddie Bauer is doing just fine.
Oh, fuck yeah, they are. Oh,
Old
yeah.
Old Navy. Bring in Old Navy. The Rue 21, they're really good at selling 75% of jeans.
Wow.
Everything else is just holes.
And with that, this has been the advertising portion of our show. This has been Time Spent Poorly with your host.
Go buy stuff at Close Stores.
Derek and Eduardo, they rock Eduardo because he's the engineer as well. And it's sounding lights fucking out tonight, dude. Yeah. Smash that like, subscribe. Next week we're gonna have some promo shit.
Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all across the screen.
Hudson McGrew, yeah, it'll be up and it's all up here. Look up there.
Look up. It's above my head.
follow me on the Twitter.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks.